refined modeling of the radio SZ signal, kinematic terms, relativistic temperature corrections and anisotropies in the radio background, by Elizabeth Li et al. A significant cosmological radio background will inevitably lead to a radio Sunyaev-Zeldovich SZ effect. In the simplest limit, the combined signal from the scattered radio and cosmic microwave background exhibits a null at around nu 735 MHz. Here, we show that kinematic and relativistic temperature corrections to this radio SZ signal are easily calculable. We treat both the cluster and observer motion, and the scattering of anisotropies in the radio background, highlighting how the spectrum of the radio SZ effect is affected in each case. Although relativistic temperature corrections only enter at the level of a few percent, our expressions allow high-precision modeling of these terms. By measuring the SZ signal around the radio null, one is in principle able to place constraints on the properties of a cosmological radio background. A combination with standard SZ measurements from large cluster samples could provide a promising avenue towards breaking degeneracies between different contributions. Stacking analyses can reduce the effect of kinematic corrections and dipolar anisotropies in the radio background, thereby providing a way to constrain the redshift dependence of the average radio background. Our qualitative discussion is meant to give an analytic understanding of the various effects and also motivate further studies with the aim to obtain quantitative forecasts of their observability. At this stage, a detection of the correction seems rather futuristic, but the advent of large SZ and X-ray cluster samples could drastically improve our ability to disentangle various effects. This was refined modeling of the radio SZ signal, kinematic terms, relativistic temperature corrections and anisotropies in the radio background, by Elizabeth Li et al.